I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Experience in the business. Catch In Game Live all week long from 7 to midnight Eastern and all weekend long only on Sports Grid.
If sports talk stations were cars, we'd be the one that you drove the wheels off of in high school, cruising for chicks and going to the game on Friday nights, then forgetting where you parked it till Saturday morning and you had to get your buddy to drive you around looking for it.
I think I see it, man.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Bust Up, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Wicked Wednesday has begun. So there's a ton of stuff to unpack here this evening. Let's start off in California, sunny Southern California, an epic soccer game, a.k.a. match this evening between the MLS All-Stars and the Liga MX All-Stars. It's the Mexican All-Star So the Mexican League versus the MLS. They were supposed to do it last year, all right? They were supposed to do it last year, but it got shut down due to the pandemic. So it's the first time they did it, and it was damn epic, all right? It was over the top. It was intense. And, you know, they set the total. I'm kind of kicking myself because the total was heavily shaded to the over, like way much to the over. Dude, it was like minus 380 over 2.5. I've never seen anything like that before. And I said on Game Time Decisions, I said, this isn't an all-star game. Guys, that looked like that. That was like a World Cup game. That was like a championship game. That was like a title game. As far as, like, it was real. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not saying, you know, like, it was, oh, it was as good as the World Cup. I'm saying that was intense. And both teams wanted to win. And if both teams want to win, you know, how the hell are you going to get four goals scored in the game? So, you know, we took the under 3.5. I should have taken the 2.5. Then we just started crushing it in game. But we had a bunch of baseball bets going on. So every time a base, I'm talking a million miles an hour this evening. I've been sitting in front of a computer all night. I'm like, come on, man, end this game. And I could pull out because I've got like a bunch of futures and stuff, but I don't like doing that. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, come on, man, end this game, San Francisco. And of course, like, you ever been in a rush to try to cash out, you know, like on an NFL Sunday? And you're like, man, I got to get paid for this game. And then you're like, all right, I still have 20 minutes, though, before kickoff of the next game at 4:25. And then, of course, your game. And here comes Morgana, the kissing bandit, on the field. And, like, it was one of these deals tonight in the Met game. It wouldn't end. It's like a routine fly ball to center field. San Francisco are the best team in baseball. And the dudes collide with each other and drop the ball. Of course, as I'm sitting there in a rush to try to get the money. Because I'm watching the MLS game, the All-Star game, and I'm like, man, I got to get more action on this. I got to take the under. I got to take the unders. And then Liga MX scores, And then they put the in-game at 4.5. Oh, I came this close to like pulling out like three of my $500 futures and putting like $1,500 on the in-game under. I was like, you know, I can put the money back in after. This is like one of these once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. But then, remember discipline. Even though it won, and you know, even though it won, I could be like, oh, I should have put more. I could have done that. Whatever. I also could have lost. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. All right, we're all fired up, man. I got football fever. We've got NFL fever, college football fever, CFL fever, and soccer fever as well. Epic game tonight, man. MLS All-Stars versus the Liga MX All-Stars. This is something that's been discussed for years. There's been talk about a potential merger between the leagues, although that's not going to happen. But I do think this is a healthy start. I do think it's a healthy start. And I got to tell you, I don't think like sports talk radio is big enough.
Pharrell.
You know, there's TV shows and there's like tabloid newspapers, right? Sports tabloids and stuff. But I got to believe right now, they're probably not too happy in Mexico that they just lost to the MLS. And there's soccer snobs everywhere. We get it. Oh, yeah, you're cool. You only watch this. You only watch that. Nobody cares, all right? Nobody cares. MLS franchise is going for a ton of money now. But anybody that's been watching the MLS for years since its inception, like I have, and I'm old school. I go back to the North American Soccer League days, NASL, right? Pele and Beckenbauer and the Cosmos and Montreal Manic, the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Great, great era. So I go back, and that was a good era. But then after the MLS, let's be real, I'm not going to lie, the MLS was terrible. The MLS was like, it was slow, it was boring, and yeah, not anymore, man. This league is really, really coming on, and if you don't think so, then you're not paying attention. You're like Vince McMahon. You're like Vince McMahon right now. Oh, no, those all elite guys, they're not. That's a small little league, right? Small little indie league. I got to tell you, all elite is kicking ass. I see they had Giannis in the house tonight. So they had the Greek freak.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
The NBA Finals MVP, and man, who's running this all elite stuff? Who is it, Tony Khan? Tony Khan's got to start running the Jacksonville Jaguars, because they do a hell of a lot better job running the wrestling company than they do their football team. The Late Night Anger Management Class, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We're throwing it down. It's the Wicked Wednesday. And you know what you can tell? I'm in a decent mood so far. We'll see how far this goes. But we're in a good mood so far. And I think that's because I see that BTS has a new video coming out. And Twitter seems to be blowing up. I'll tell you right now. You could offer me $150 million and I cannot tell you what BTS stands for. I know they're a Korean, one of those Korean dance boy, pop bands. Cam, BTS, any idea at all? Can you
burgers,
surprise me?
Burgers, no, teriyaki, so. Shakes.
Cam's doing everybody. I'm thinking the same thing, BTS. I'm like, what's Burger King?
Well, they had a BTS combo. He's like, you like McNuggets and sauce and like whatever. So I don't know. Like BTS, is it food? I don't know. Like bento, teriyaki, sushi.
Stands for Banglan Sonyeondan. Bangdan Sonyeondan. I don't know what that's not helping. Nice. All right. No,
yeah, okay. There it is.
No, it's Bangtan Sonyeondan in Korean. It means bulletproof Boy Scouts. Wow.
Wow. It's really.
See, now we know. Now we know. If you ever end up on Jeopardy, what does BTS mean? No, it's not burgers, teriyaki, and shakes.
I think that's better.
You Weird Al Yankovic.
Sometimes I feel that way. Hey, Morenci, I know we're not doing this crate challenge, but I went for a long walk after the show. First of all, my power went out like 4 minutes before, as you know. So I heard like a pop.
Happened.
Like, oh, no, it's like 40 degrees. I guess it's like close to 100 degrees here with humidity. Like, I don't even know what people are doing in Oklahoma, but it's hot here. Like, people are like, everybody's blasting. So the power went out, right? So it kicked back. But I went for a long walk after the show. You know what I mean? Like, we had some things we're dealing with. And I'll tell you, though, I saw 6 crates. Remember you said there's no more milk crates around the area? Basically, I know exactly, and I can probably get, I think, and that was just I didn't even do like a stealth mission. That was just me going around the back, you know, hitting the track, checking out, because people at the back of the subway and the restaurant San Francisco's Pizza, they use them to smoke, right? So there's a lineup of crates in those buildings right by my place. And the Halal place had a couple crates, too. Honestly, if you gave me a mission, I can get you 20 to 30 crates in 2 days, easy. Easy.
But then you're just stealing these guys' crates. But they can get more of them. Yeah, they get them all.
Saying, I watch a lot of things with this challenge. I got to be honest with you. I don't feel like breaking my neck for no money.
Are you going to set it up in the backyard, set it up in the field?
I'm only doing it for money. No, we're not doing this stuff for free, Gabe. This is enough problems. Like, if you want to contribute to our financial fund and stuff like that, that's fine. But I'm not going to break my neck for free. If you want to give me some money or some food or we can work out a package deal, I'm listening.
You could get hurt doing that. It's true.
That's the thing. And we need danger pay.
I'm not doing it. I'm not. My guess, I don't want to break my wrist landing or something. I play guitar. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
I don't mind, like, if I just knew, all right, you just fall and stuff. But it's like, yeah, what if I try to break the fall and I land awkwardly? You know what I mean?
It's a problem.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the worst here. Although I would like to see it. I would like to see it do the milk crate challenge, but there's no need. I was going to say, though, I saw Weird Al Yankovic in concert before, and he was very good, as you would expect. He kicked ass. He delivered. Problem is, Weird Al's career is done now because
nobody will sell him the rights to songs, Cam. Like, people now are too thin-skinned. You know what I mean?
Like,
before,
that's a great point.
It would be like Michael Jackson was like, yeah, sure, why not? I'll laugh at this. It's fun. You know what I mean? I don't have a problem.
I'm fat. Yeah, exactly.
Now, like, I saw Al Yankovic. He said, they said, oh, what's going on? He goes, I can't buy, no one wants to sell me the rights. He goes, it's pointless for me to do songs from years ago. He goes, they all take themselves so seriously. He goes, I won't name names, but I've tried them all. He goes, oh, no, no, it'll make me look bad if you mock me. You know what I mean?
What a bunch of losers.
I know. It's stupid.
It'll make you bigger.
And in fact,
you ever heard this?
Imitation
is the most sincere form of flattery. Has anybody ever heard that saying before? If somebody's imitating you, that means you're good, right?
Well, they're pushing your song. So number one, it's going to help you sell songs because he's doing your song. But number two, you can be hip and then you put yourself in the video with him and stuff. You tell him, all right, listen, I'll be in the video with you. And he'd be down. But that's, like I said, people, you know, it's a different era now. It's a different era. Like I said earlier on Twitter, there used to be, people are saying they'll put money in the pot for you.
Oh, okay. I'm listening. How much?
I don't know. So what, you want money for the challenge? I don't know ethically if this is right, but
no, it's probably not. But it's something to think about if I hit the skids. But right now,
about Cardano calling. Hey, Cam, did you like take money from everyone else on the show?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of an independent contractor. Can I do what I want?
And it's their money. It's true. It's their money as well.
Yeah.
What would it take?
$500? Yeah, a little bit more.
A little bit more.
Yeah, I'm thinking about 700-800 sounds about right. Well, to risk breaking your neck and your hands and everything else. Like, I'm not a young guy. And how many listeners do we have on the show? It's like a bunch of $5 for a bunch of guys is nothing. We can hit bigger numbers if you want, but I think we should just do an all-inclusive. Like, it's a day, it's a barbecue, we get wasted, you do the crate challenge. Like, it's a big part. It's kind of like Cottage Olympics, you know? We do a lot of events. Anyway, I'm thinking about putting something together. I need another backup plan.
I love camps. I like the new camp. Camps stealing milk crates from the local grocers and neighborhood. Some poor bastard's going to go out on a smoke break tomorrow. Effing milk crate's gone. What the hell? Where's my milk crate?
Everyone's freaking out about milk. Oh, dude, we can't get milk crates anymore. What about your boy milkman there? Like, they still carry the bags of milk and stuff in the crates. That's how they lift them. There's a million of them out there. Like, I know I use them for, like, CDs and albums and stuff, but, like, milk crates they'll tell you they're extinct, Gabe, but they're not. You can find them. You got to know the spots.
Well, people are flying in here. Jazz says he'll put $200. He's got $200.
I think Jazz wants to see me die on the air, like, for a certain amount of money. I think he'd get pleasure from me actually, like, doing something near death. I'm not sure if he wants me to die, but I think he wants me to, like, get seriously hurt or like a really entertaining spectacle for, like, $500.
See, Goldster's a good point. If you did it in a sandbox, the thing is, Goldster, it's not the ground that's the problem.
It's a lot of things.
Yeah, it's the milk crate and just everything. And like, well, all right. Well, look, Andre says he's in for 100.
Well, we're getting closer, guys. Keep.
Degenerate Dean says he'll throw in a $50 gift card at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, Degenerate Dean, that's exactly what I'm looking for. See, that's thoughtful. I can go grab like a 20-piece barrel, some mashed potato. Yeah, $50, he can really load me up. Four sides.
You can order a bucket of chicken from your hospital bag.
Exactly. I don't. You know what, Gabe? You know what would happen with me and you doing it too? We'd break our necks. Like, no way. Our luck, we'd die doing it. It'd be like, I thought I could get a quick couple.
Oh, you
grand.
Got people coming hard. Ty Rich says if you promise to do it, he will email transfer you $250 right now.
This is getting kind of real. Like, I got to think about this.
It is.
Now.
They're calling your bluff.
They are calling my bluff.
They're calling your bluff. It's adding up. Hainser. I saw Hainser in the chat. Hainser's not contributing anything. Hainser just wants to see you get hurt, too, I think.
No, Jazz is the leader of that gang. Like, I don't know if it's a competition, too. Hey, guys, like, who is it? Hainser and who else is out there? Gabe, who's living the good life? I texted today. It was Kovacs. Hey, Kovacs, like, are you and Hainser doing like meat competitions? Like, why don't you guys just get your smoke, have a smoke off?
Venture's offering you an Ethereum coin now. You're getting cash.
Oh yeah,
and ass
coin.
Currency.
Perfect.
Ass coin. going to leave here a rich man.
I could.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
$100, $200.
Stop. Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Ridge. I am Renzi. All right. It almost feels like we're on a telethon or something like that right now. As the bids and the money is coming in right now. Turns out, Cab, that one ETH room is worth $25,000.
And what's Ventra sending me?
No,
how much?
He's not sending you one. How much are you sending him, Ventra? He's not giving you. And how much is an ETH room? Is it $2,500? No, sorry, it's $3,150. Sorry, $3,150. So what's the price you were looking for? $750, $800, Cab?
No, that's about right.
Is that like a bill you need to pay? Like, yeah, the number.
The thing is, I can't ask for like $2,000 because that's kind of like whatever. If I do it for a regular, like a good price to get everyone's money, like in value, I think that's the good.
What would it take? Like, if someone said, "All right, listen, how much would it take? I'll pay. We'll pay you to jump out of a plane with a parachute."
I will never do that.
No.
Never.
Not enough money.
No. I got to be honest with you. Like, I've been on suspension bridges that were rickety. Like, I don't like heights at all. I don't like heights. I don't like poisonous snakes. I'll eat weird stuff, though. Like, if somebody said, like, eat some, you know, cow testicles, I'll go, how much? You want to, like, I'll do fear factor stuff. Like, with weird food, I'll try things where
that's
I can,
problem,
like,
though.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, That's why you couldn't win Fear Factor. As soon as Rogan puts you up all high, you'd be up.
Yeah, if he puts me high, then I got a real problem. I'll crush them in the eating competition, but once I get in the air, I'm done.
All right, so for the record, Kyle Hamburg's throwing you under the bus. He says he doesn't think you'll get past the second step.
Easy, Hamburg. Why, you think you got some kind of agility? I'll challenge you, Kyle. I'll definitely get more crates than you. You're calling me? You don't think I'll get to the second crate? How many crates are you getting?
Hamburg would go through the first crate.
I'm pretty big too. I didn't mean Hamburg both have a problem, but I don't like the fact that Kyle's my guy and he's like throwing me under the bus. Two crates? Like, come on, man! I get to the third level.
I don't know love, because now if you do this, now we got to. There's money here. Now we're gonna.
Now I'm pissed off. I'll tell you something.
Okay.
Yeah. That guy. What? He made it to three, didn't he? Before he broke his neck.
No.
No?
He took the bit. So first there's a little baby milk crate.
Yeah.
So you step on that. What's the pyramid? All right, let me look at it. What's the pyramid? Do we have a Bano here? Is Babano?
Yeah, what's up, you guys? What's up?
Hey, Babano, how you doing?
What's up?
The guy's in a CNN delay all the time. You know, he's on the moon.
What's up? I'm at the Kabul airport trying to get out like everybody else.
All right, so I'm willing to bet money Babano doesn't even know what the milk crate challenge is.
I bet he knows.
I bet he doesn't. What, Babano, what's the milk crate challenge?
I've seen the videos of it. You're trying to climb one after another, get to the top, and try to, you know, hang on to the top of the milk crates without falling.
Close. Pretty good.
That's acceptable. Surprise. I'll give him that answer. He got it right.
I think it's a complete waste of time, and I think you got better things to do in life than that, but...
What, like go to soup festivals?
Yeah, that is actually a more enjoyable and useful spending of time to me.
That's a point to you.
He is right. I'd rather eat soup.
I'd rather chow down on great soup, unique soups, different recipes than, you know, break my neck and do something silly like that.
Listen, nobody's paying you $750, Cam, to have a bowl of soup, buddy.
Oh, that's a good point, Gabe. That's why we're having this discussion, right?
Yeah, unless,
I got to be honest, though, Kyle, that one hurt me. Like, I'm hurt. Like, I guess like a bullet to your friend there. Like, it's like we're in the bunker and like you left me. I don't like that. But I will say this. I should have planned this better because my girlfriend can't walk, right? Because she just had surgery. So I should have done this 2 weeks ago. I should have thought ahead, Gabe, and actually done it. And if I was in the hospital, then I could have just spent some time and, you know, we both could have not walked. It would have been perfect.
I'm sort of jealous in a sense. I'm thinking, wow, I should just agree to do it too. I got to get $1,000.
Yeah, we could do it together. I got no problem splitting money.
No, but then I'm thinking, you know what? You probably won't break your wrist, but I don't need to tumble and, like, break something for this. Like, I'd rather pick a winner. How much money, Babano, for you? And for the record, I guess the deal is because no one ever does it. I haven't seen anyone successfully do it yet.
One guy did it. That one guy, you see that video, the black guy, like, was like a leopard and he did it? He got to the top. Yeah, it's almost impossible.
Cam, you've got to come down, buddy.
I disagree. No.
Yes, that's the challenge. It's not to get to the top. Cam, dude, there's a video. There was like 10,000 people in a park in New York last night. They're betting on it and stuff, man. It's turning into a craze and stuff. People show up. Can he do it? How much? Let's go. It's like massive. So last night, dude, there was a dude. Same thing, man. It was like a breakdancer type guy. You could tell this guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. The guys are betting on it and stuff, right? Buddy shows up. I got this. Dude, he went up like a cat burglar, Cam, and Babano. He went up like you got to do it. Nice and light and fast. He went up to the top. He did a pose on top, man. And then everybody yelled, yo, you got to come down the other side. And he knew. He's like, yeah. Boom. He took one step, man. The whole thing. Oh, he landed face first. Bam. And it was high, man. Like, they weren't playing around in Central Park. They had this thing high. You know what I mean? So, how many milk crates do you need for this? Let me get this. How many milk crates?
Yeah. Like, what's the... Tell me how many milk crates there are on the peak. Like, when you hit that level. Like, is it about six? Like, how many is it? Eight? Like, that's what I need to know. Actually, you know what, Gabe? I am talking on my ass. I don't think I could do this thing.
You need like four. Oh, yeah.
Now you got, now you got me scared.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cam, dude, you're climbing a skyscraper, bro. 49 milk crates.
Oh,
that's
what, to the top?
Yeah.
Nah, that's impossible.
No, not to the top. To complete the milk, okay, here it is.
Oh, okay, okay.
To complete the milk crate challenge, you need 49 milk crates.
Okay, I got to think about this. I'm going to draw a diagram tonight before I go to bed while I'm watching horse racing and figure this thing out. But I'm not. I don't think I can do. I don't think I can do. I don't think I can do three.
What, Ken? You're going to sit at your kitchen table.
Hold on, I can do this. I can figure this out right now. So you, how many did you say? 39 or 49?
Yeah, so this is for Popular Mechanics, too. See? But Bando, stop it. Popular Mechanics is writing about it. All right, so here it is. People online are sharing videos of their attempts for the latest viral craze, the Milk Crate Challenge. The challenge involves stacking a series of milk crates to create a stairway, attempting to climb up and down both sides without falling. You see? Up and down. Not see? Nobody gets to the top, let alone
it's a nightmare.
The side.
I just figured it out.
And have Alcatraz.
Nah, it's impossible to complete.
How much Cam for that? That'd be the best. Cam escape from Alcatraz. You're on a prison island. You've got to swim across. Jazz, how much for that? How much would you put up to see Cam try to swim from Alcatraz to the shore of San Francisco? You think you wouldn't make it?
No, I wouldn't make it. I'm actually not a bad swimmer, but I wouldn't
make it. That's the ocean, bro. I was out there, Cam.
That's the thing. It's the tides. Man. It's like people think it's easy. You're done. You're done.
So this is the milk crate challenge. All right. It turns out there. Oh, see this? Ooh, I'm almost giving you. This is like there's tips. See, Popular Mechanics are talking about this. See, Cam, you're on it. Cam's like, let me figure this out. Even Popular Mechanics magazine says there are physics at play when you do this. Exactly. Right? You can't fight gravity. You got to ride it.
No, you have to do too, Gabe, and it's impossible at the time. You have to land perfectly in the middle. If you're off by like one inch or 1 centimeter, you're done. Like you basically, it's kind
of
like a Jenga, right? Like you
gotta
go.
Yeah,
you gotta be perfect. If your foot's anywhere to the side, it's impossible.
You gotta do it authoritative, guys. There's too much tippy toeing.
Yeah.
Tippy toeing leads to the rocking, and you're gonna lose your balance. Plus, subconsciously, your body is flipped out because you're high. Even though you're like it's only 6 feet or whatever, at that top of 49, great stuff. All right, so. There's always a new viral sensation. This week, it's something called the Milk Crate Challenge. Why are people falling from towering stacks of milk crates? This one is funny. The explanation requires a little bit of a speculation. Okay. To complete the Milk Crate Challenge, you need 49 milk crates. You need to stack the milk crates into a pyramid-shaped set of stairs that reaches up to 7 milk crates high at the tallest point. 7 milk crates high.
That's a lot. It's higher than people think it is. Hold on.
And Cam, it's not big, bro. You're not like Nadia Comaneci. You're going to be standing on like a balance beam of a milk crate.
I know. I'm looking at my place. My place from the bottom to the top is probably 6 milk crates. So I'd be jumping off the roof of my house. One,
so you're
two, three, four. I don't think I can do
that.
Yeah.
I don't think you would.
You know, I'm talking out of my ass here. I got to do something else. Guys, I'll drink something. Like, what do you want to do? Like, I used to do that stuff when I was younger, you know? Like, drinking all sorts of crazy stuff for a couple $100. Yeah, this isn't going to work.
Oh, my God.
I'm seeing the first guy.
Cam, dude, you see it in real life, bro. It ain't playing around. Look, I'm in a band camp. Bro, imagine like Marshall Stacks, Cam.
I know, that's what it's like.
Three Marshall Stacks. It's like falling off a drum platform at a Kiss concert, Cam.
You could die. Yeah. You could actually die.
You're coming down.
Yeah, these guys want me to I'll be in a hospital for like the rest of my life.
When I look at this, it looks like a drum riser. It's like, I just thought that. It's like, imagine you're a singer, Cam. You're standing there in front of Peter Chris, and you just, boom, you're right off the bridge.
Yeah, I've done a lot of stupid stuff in my life, but I don't know. This one I just got a bad feeling about.
Right, anyway, has anybody? This is better than that stupid challenge where people would get out of their moving car and dance. Remember that one?
No, that's so stupid. Yeah. Oh, look at me. My moves. I agree.
I want to find out what the Bano's price is for the Milk Crate Challenge. Bring it.
Thank you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Hey Brian, care to place a wager? Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in 3 rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer. Hell, give me $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
Bet.
Late on Anger Management Class. This is Sports Day. Talking about the Milk Crate Challenge here. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, starting to get cold feet. Cam's getting cold. There's spilt milk here. We got spilt milk.
You know what it is?
Cam. What did you think, though, that it was like, how many milk crates were you imagining? Like nine? Like, climb up three, four? Like,
no, I was thinking four, three, two, one, no, five, maybe five at the top. It's about 16 to 18 more crates than I like. Once you hit the top, 39. So basically, it works this 49. Way, right? Yeah, 49. Yeah, it's a disaster. Like, once you hit that top level and you go down,
it's a pyramid, bro. It's high.
You're done.
Like, it goes up. And like, yeah. I said, the toughest part, you got to stand there for a second, take your bow, and then think you're standing on a milk crate. Like, imagine Cam just standing on a milk crate on its own, just on the ground, one of them.
I've done it before.
You wouldn't fall, but you put two of them. You wouldn't like it. So you would fall. Like, you know what I mean? Suddenly it'd be two. It'd be like, man,
It's like I'm standing on top of a roof here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, three milk crates becomes very real. That's when you're probably going to fall.
Seven? No way. Like, you know what I mean? You would, the thing would collapse when you stood on it. You're too big, I think. Like,
I know.
Like,
that's the problem is like, my weight.
Go, like, that's what happened to the dude. And he was, like you said, it was a dude. And, you know, he went up and he got up there and he was slick. And as soon as he took his weight off the first, you know what I mean? He had 2 feet on it. As soon as he took 1 foot off, bro, it started moving. And he tried to sort of, he was good, this guy in New York. Like, he sort of, he didn't jump, but he knew it was happening. And he tried to get off of it. But the whole thing, the thing comes down. It's like a deck of cards, right? It, like, the thing tumbles. And this is great, as I'm seeing here. So I was wondering if people gotten injured, and yes. So it turns out, yes.
Yeah, there was a doctor. Didn't you see the doctor in the cowboy hat? I know you guys like the milk crate challenge, but I'll tell you, it could lead to broken neck, broken backs, and death. Like, some guy came on, like, with a PSA message, and he's telling people, like, stop doing this stuff. You're going to die. The thing is, it's a lot like skateboard. It's like skateboarding, Gabe. Like, yeah. you'll be able to figure it out, but you're going to be so damn dead by the time you figure it out. Like, it's not even, like, you know what I mean?
They better not be. They better not be doing this crap in Alabama and Mississippi. There's no beds left anyway in the hospitals, so better think of another activity there.
Well, the Bano comes in with a hot
take. Oh, wow, he comes in hard on the American South there. It's just hard.
I like it.
Hard.
SEC. SEC. Yeah. For the record, speaking of which, you're right, Bano. Doctors in Atlanta. He's looking at you, Cal. Two people came in with broken bones over the weekend. Doctors in Maryland. Doctors in Virginia. The head of the orthopedic bone, whatever, had to do a little thing, telling people, don't do this. Like, yeah, so hospitals are seeing a surge. This is the Washington Post. Doctors had just released a thing earlier today telling people that you're going to get injured doing this. And that there's people that are, they need surgery. It's not just like, people need surgeries. Because that's the thing. It's almost like, it's one thing if you're like, all right, it's embarrassing. You fall face first, boom, you get up, and it's like, shake it off. Oh. Right? It's almost like the bills table in the snow. Like, I wouldn't do it in the concrete, but in the snow, all right, not too high. All right, boom, you shake it off. You went through the table. This cam at Babano, it's like Raven the wrestler told me, bro. Something little will happen, Cam, to you that'll be bad. It'll be like, oh, man, I broke my wrist when I landed. I broke my fingers. Like, you won't be able to type for a month, Cam, 2 months. You know what I mean? Like,
the way I look at it is?
Your ankle will twist as you go off. And we're not younger. So these younger kids can handle the fall. I don't know. I don't know if it's worth $750.
No, it's not. The more I thought about it, and everyone could go, bock, 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 but I thought about it. No one knowing my luck, I would go down, and the crate would go right where the golf ball in my stomach is and slice it, like, right open, and I'd be, like, bleeding to death, like, right there. That's the thing, man. It's high. Your neck, your back, problems. Like, I've done dumb stuff before. Like, I remember in Quebec City, wasted, I've jumped off like a bridge into snow and like almost died because you didn't realize that the snow went down and your buddies had to like dig you out because you couldn't breathe. Like, we've all done stupid stuff like that. But this one, the thing is, Gabe, if you fall the wrong way, you could be in a wheelchair for the rest of your life. And that's not worth $750.
Yes. I bet more of the people that get injured doing this are the people that are cocky and arrogant when they start doing it. It's like, I can do that, no problem. And then that's when the problems start.
Man, there was one dude, a Dodger fan, heavier set guy. He fell the worst. Like, the black guy that fell, the famous one, the really viral one.
Oh, yeah, face
landed,
for that.
He landed on his back, and then he flipped over, but he was all right. Like, you know what I mean?
He got lucky, though.
He fell face first. It looked like a bad wrestling fall. Like, his head kind of landed awkwardly, and, like, his neck. Like, somebody will break their neck. It'll happen over the weekend. It's Labor Day weekend coming up. This is going to be the new firework mistake, like accident on 4th of July.
It's going to be bumping in New York City, Labor Day weekend. Not the club.
No.
Not the casinos. No. Central Park for some milk carton challenge. That's where the party's at.
Thanks for the commentary, Bennett, but it's already bumping there. It's going to be. I'm talking about Joe and Jane. Every American household in the backyard on Labor Day during their family barbecue and stuff, right? They're going to be the ones that get hurt. They'll be the ones. It'll be like the drunk uncle, I can do this and stuff. And you know what I mean? They're going to be tumbling. Kyle in Atlanta. So Kyle says he needs $16,000 to do it.
Well, that's a good number.
Wow.
$16,000. It's a lot.
Problem is,
Kyle.
No, you know what the problem is?
Too much.
Gabe, no one's going to give us $16,000 to do it.
No.
I hate to say it, Kyle. You probably.
I thought asking for five was going to be too much.
You got to cut it into a boat. I'm thinking a few. Four dimes. Four dimes will get you done.
How much would you?
Five. That's what I was thinking. $5,000.
$5,000? You got to fight like Brock Lesnar for $5,000. People are going to pay $5,000.
Well, that's kind of my point. Kyle wants $16,000 to do this thing. It's like three or four dimes.
Yeah, if I'm
like,
going to pay for freaking injury bills and hospital bills, something's got, I got to get paid.
You got free Medicare. Kyle in Atlanta. Kyle in Atlanta wants UFC money. That's $16,000 to fight in the UFC. Kyle wants to climb the
military. This is a misconception. Hey, all you Americans out listening to this program, I'm going to give you a tip right now. Oh, Canada, you get free health care? Our doctors are stooges. These guys are like the guys who got the F in school, and they don't know how to diagnose anything. I'd rather pay for health care and get it done properly than get diagnosed by some idiot that was at the bottom of his class. The doctors in Canada are morons, okay? There you go.
Wow, everybody's got hot takes, and I love it. I can't disagree.
Thank you, Gabe.
Kyle Turley told me that years ago, of all people, a football player, right? We were talking about something medical, and he goes, no offense, Gabe. He goes, because I was talking about, it was a death trap. Everyone was dying in a hospital that I went to. He goes, no offense, Gabe, but he goes, every good doctor in Canada leaves to work in the States. That's a good point.
Exactly.
Like, why would you get boxed out and make $200,000 a year? Max, and like have to deal with downtown Toronto hospital with cops getting shot and everything. You're getting $108,000 a year. Or you can move to South Beach and give hot chicks fake boob jobs and facelifts and make $8 million.
Yeah. It's kind of, you answered the question.
Just
correct.
Saying. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can charge, just saying.
That's the beautiful thing with a doctor in the U.S. You can charge whatever you want, Cab. It's like a business, right? Be like, I'll help your gunshot wound if you give me $8,000.
That's right. Yeah, we'll do it under the table. I don't know what happened tonight, where's the money?
I went in Vegas. My girl at the time had an eye issue. It was really bad. It was like, oh my God. And I was like, oh boy, here we go, Cam. Oh boy, how much is this going to cost, right?
Fleece Cam,
you. No, you should have seen, bro. It was like a business. I went in, they're like, Gatorade, Pepsi, Sprite, beer, Coke.
Yeah,
like,
nice.
I went in, like, they offered, it was like a bar. Uh-huh. They sat down, and I'm like, oh, thank you. And I swear to God, the only thing was missing was a slot machine. And zero wait time. She got served in 10 seconds. Boom. Comes in, bam. Come out, $118 or something.
Exactly.
It's
see,
like, yeah, man, it's like
so that's the thing, Gabe. So I'm waiting in a waiting room for some turkey to say this and that. Exactly. Like, this is what I'm trying to tell people. It's like, oh, when I hear this Canada free healthcare stuff, I'm like, I'd rather pay for healthcare. At least I know that the guy in the States is going to fix me up. Right?
Yeah, but the thing is, let's change the subject.
Yeah, let's change the subject. I agree.
Most of the times I go to the doctor, I get a piece of paper. Here's where you go. Get your pills. Off you go. Right.
Pills? You. You're fine. You're a young guy. You don't need any pills. I need pills. Yeah, I need pills.
What kind of pills are you taking? But anyways, but bam.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what the hell's going on here?
You're only 30.
No, I just.
Kind of 36.
I know. I'm not that old.
What?
But
what, you got hyper?
I did
you got
have to do that one time for. No, I did for. I had a significant rash way back in the day, and they said, "Hey, take this medication for it." They were worried that it might develop.
You're
gonna
tell us
something.
You had something serious going on, Babano. Like you got like something
that's
new, Babano's diabetes, a rash.
That's a war story. A rash.
I can't. I'm actually. What? I love
you. Where'd you get
Babano.
The rash from?
I'm disgusted.
bad
sheets. Yeah, dirty sheets. God, at the Motel 6.
No, I thought there was some like serious injury.
Me too, Gabe.
But
man, I was going to go, oh, poor guy. Like, you got some undiagnosed thing that me and Gabe don't know, but you're talking about a rash? I'm pissed now, Babano. You got to slow down. What's next, Gabe? You want golf picks or what the hell are we doing? We hit the break?
Rash.
No, I'm actually angry now.
Yeah,
you made me angry, Babano.
Everybody take a deep breath here. All right. Gonna clear the air here.
It's been a tough week, Gabe. It's only Wednesday.
Yeah. 2 days to go.
A rash. You kill me.
That was brutal. I'm sorry, Babano. That was so bad.
A rash.
I guess I should be counting my blessings then.
Yeah, I guess you should. If you got a rash, you're doing fine. I got a Titleist living in my stomach. Yes, you're doing great. You're doing fantastic. I'd kill for a rash. God, help me. Sorry, Marenzi, this guy's too much.
Yes, let me finish about something, too, though. Let me just say, Cam.
Yes.
It is true. And I think I bitch about the same thing. Because if you have money, especially if it's a couple hundred bucks, right? It's like, you know, I go in, it's like, man, I can't wait 6 hours for this little. I've got a broken foot. Can you help me out or what?
Yeah.
Right? For that stuff, it's all whatever. But try getting cancer. Like, dude, COVID in the United States, guys, it can. 3 days in the hospital, $100,000.
See, that's a problem.
You're done.
Yeah, I know somebody,
and he's a guest on our show, and he could talk about it if he wants, like, but I'm not going to say whatever. Dude, his life was on the line. They basically told him point blank, if you give us $190,000, we'll save you. If not, and you know what's crazy? He's a great handicapper, and he told me, I can't win now. You imagine the pressure, Cam? He's trying to raise money to save his life for a surgery. That's pressure.
That's real
and
pressure.
A bunch of losers on Twitter talking about their bets and stuff.
Whoa, I agree.
Lost my bet. Can you believe that game went over the number? What a bad beat. You want a bad beat? Have someone die in your arms. That's a bad beat. Have to win a parlay to save your life and get an operation. That's a bad beat. What a show.
Great. Wow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why don't you put it in the bank?
Bank? This is found money. I want to parlay it. I want to make a big score.
Oh, you mean you want to lose it?
Do you play this just to piss Cam off now?
Yeah.
I swear to God, like, he only plays this on Wednesdays, and don't I say every week, stop playing this one?
So I don't think people listen to me very much, Gabe.
For people that hear our commercials in the late night hours here, and they think, oh, this guy, what is his ads? He's got, you want to sell your house? You need some generic medication? You need to get it up? And basically, we go down the list of things here, Cam. I think we got to give our marketing team bang on. Don't they know our audience pretty good?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Every ad talks to you. Like, almost Cam's like, every commercial break, we hear, Cam, what's the number of that? What's that? I need to call these guys. I hear you say that like five times a day.
It's fantastic. These guys know, they know me inside out. I haven't taken a survey. Like, I want to sell my house tomorrow. I need cheaper medications. Everything that they say here on Sports Grid, I'm listening. I don't know how they do it.
Do you want to sell your house in 24 hours?
I do. Yes, yeah, honestly, guys, marketing team on radio, you got me. Like, this, you nailed it. I love every ad on the station because I'm thinking every time I go, yeah, I'd love to sell my house. I need cheaper drugs. Everything's great. No, it's, these guys did a great job.
All right. Well, this hour just flew by.
Sure did. Yeah, I didn't even give any golf picks yet.
Get the picks on your side.
Who knows? But Bannell's got.
We'll get on the other side.
He's got
golf picks.
Bannell's golf guy. I don't know. People are starting to call him out with Bannell. People are like wondering here, like where are the winds coming? What's the 500-to-1 long shot this week? Babano's golf guy. Anything within 200-to-1 shot this week?
Oh, there's a couple. There's always a couple at the BMW. Oh, yeah, we got some long bombs again.
Oh, now Ty Rich wants to buy Cat's house. He says he'll call you. And he's going to resell it like you live there. He's going to make money off it.
Hey, Ty Rich, I'm listening. DM me on Twitter. Let's talk.
It started with the milk crate. By the end of the hour, Cat's willing to sell his home.
I am.
The Late Night Anger Management Class.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No